Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down. I take me through the night.
Break down. Mr. Petty, Mr. Tom Petty, bringing us back this a little bit of rock and roll here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our new friend, our longtime friend, I should say. Newly, he hadn't got the final document. What's that new designation, Scott?
It's called a CISSP.
CISSP. Think of attorney or CPA. Of course, he's already an attorney. He's already passed the bar exam. But boy, howdy, what a great accomplishment, Scott. And I just can't tell you how proud we are of you folks.
And
see, here's the thing, Scott. This makes me look good, see? Because I promised my audience no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and you continue to help me deliver on that. So I'm taking a little victory lap here too, Scott.
I think it's all teamwork here.
As I often do, I'm going to glom on to whatever I can glom on to. Okay, all right. So Scott, by the way, give us your website.
Oh, thesecurityadvocate.com.
All right, so check it out. So there's a new report out, right, by NIST.
It's
National
called,
Institute of
National Institutes of Standards and Technology, NIST.
Right.
And the IR just means interagency report because they worked on something with the Small Business Administration. This is really, really fantastic, and it's free. And it's designed for small business. It's called the Small Business Information Security, The Fundamentals. It's, once again, free. I sent Jim the link for this.
Right.
So Jim, if you have a chance to throw it up on your site, I'd definitely recommend it.
We'll definitely put a link to it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great source, and it comes in at all of 32 pages.
I've got it here in front of me. Yeah.
Specifically designed for small business, and what's really great is it's in English, not technical babble.
Right.
But there will be a few terms in there, or a few things you might look at, like, okay, how do I do that?
But my audience has been listening to you all these years, so they know these terms.
This walks through it really nicely, step by step, and it breaks it down in a way where you can sort of just build it up in pieces, and you can take the steps to protect your business. And, you know, obviously, if you have any questions about this, you can contact security professionals. Obviously, I can help you directly if you need, but it's definitely a good workable system. If you want, we can take a walk through it.
Let's talk about the difference between, they break down information security and cybersecurity.
You know, it's funny, the terms get used interchangeably, and they are actually slightly different. Cybersecurity actually deals with what they call electronically stored information, basically what we think of as digital data, like stuff you need to turn something on to look at, and the devices you use to access it. So that might mean the files you're actually working on in your computer, the computer itself, a tablet computer, smartphone, that type of thing, that's all covered by cybersecurity, and that's part of information security. And information security includes not only that, but also stuff like physical security, where you're making sure that, like, your facility has locks or maybe gates, or the room where you have your servers for your business are under lock and key. That's physical security. It can mean something like personnel security, where, okay, let's say that the people you're hiring, you want to do background checks. Make sure that the folks you're hiring are good folks, and can also include stuff like operational security, which is like the plans and procedures you put in place, because you want to have those out there for your employees, sort of like something like an internet use policy, a security policy. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure people know what they should be doing, and it's a big deal to make sure you get them to sign them, and then you put those in their file with HR.
Right.
That way, if anything does come up later, you can say, okay, here are the standards that you actually signed on and we told
mm-hmm.
you about.
And this is so important, just the basic, you know, you get a new employee, and we got a new employee in here, and I just realized that she's just been here for a couple of days. I just realized we probably haven't had our conversation with her about what we click on and what we don't click on around here.
Exactly. And, I mean, there are technical ways to limit that, but you certainly want to have it in writing.
You know what, Scott? Once a month, this is really something sad, once a month probably at least, I get an email from one of my Brain Trust members. There's a couple thousand of them, as you know. But one of my Brain Trust members, I get an email from them where they've obviously clicked on something and they've been hacked. And they don't even know it, because all of a sudden I'll get, you know, I haven't got one from you, but all of a sudden it would be, hey Jim, this is Scott, blah, blah, blah. Click on this zip file, and I'll tell you what I've been doing lately, you know, that kind of thing, you know. Just open this zip file up, no problem, right? And of course I know you wouldn't send me that, but if I got one from you, then I wouldn't know that you got hacked.
Sure. Since you mentioned that, one thing I should mention to you and your listeners, obviously, there's a very current attack that's happening right now focused on Facebook Messenger, which is the messaging service for Facebook, of course.
Right.
And the attack hits you with ransomware, which, yes, locks up your computer or phone cryptographically.
Well, time out. Slow down.
Hundreds of bucks.
So you're saying that if people are using Facebook...
Not automatically. It's a specific type of attack just for Facebook Messenger.
Right.
The thing to look out for, it's an image file, you know, picture.
Right.
You know how normally you get them and they're like .jpeg, JPG?
Yep.
The attack one is .svg, so that's Sierra Victor Gamma.
Yeah.
If you see SVG, do not open it.
All right, so what would make me open it anyway? Would it be from somebody I know? I don't use Facebook Messenger, so
that's good. Me either. I don't trust it.
I don't either. Wow. All right, folks, check it out.
SVG.
Spread the word on that. SVG.
It can come from someone you know if their account has been hacked.
Right.
Or from a stranger. But if you see an image file .svg, don't open it.
Right. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. Right back with Scott Arno and talk some more about keeping you safe in cyber. And out in cyber the world. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.